Earl and the Dragonfly, Part 1. One day Earl was chasing Ichabod in the fields, and Ichabod was chasing a dragonfly. It was a blue, warm summer day, and they had traveled far into the field, onto the next farm, where they had not been before, but where they were happy to explore. As Earl watched Ichabod run through the grass, he suddenly saw Ichabod disappear. He ran after him. When he got to where he had disappeared, Earl found that Ichabod had fallen through a small hole in the grass and was yelping down below. Earl looked in and could see Ichabod not very far below, but it would not be possible for Ichabod to jump out. So Earl decided he would go down and get him. And so he carefully turned around and lowered himself through the hole, but couldn't quite reach the ground below. And so, letting go, he dropped a few feet into the little cave where Ichabod was. It was cool in the cave and airy, and Ichabod was there and unhurt. There were some dragonflies down there, so Earl knew why Ichabod had fallen into the hole. And as he looked around the walls of the cave, Earl saw that the walls were painted. There were symbols and people and animals painted on the sides of the walls in reds and yellows that stood out along the rocky parts, so that a cow had a big head from a rock, and there were painted people chasing her. There were pictures of winged creatures that looked just like dragonflies, just like the ones that Ichabod had followed into the hole. As he looked around, he realized there was another hole, like a little door, that went further underground, further away from the light. He looked in there, and he could see that it was another cavern, but it was darker in there. So Earl decided that he and Ichabod would come back and explore some other day, but now it was time to go home. So he called Ichabod, picked him up, and tried to push Ichabod up and out of the hole. But even if he held Ichabod above his head, Ichabod couldn't reach the edge of the hole. Earl looked around for something to stand on, but he realized there was nothing there. The hole was in the middle of the roof of the cave, and that there were no rocks that he could bring over or climb on to get out. Earl then realized he was trapped in the cave unless he had help. "Huh," he said to himself. "Well, somebody certainly must come along. They saw me in the field with Ichabod, so I'll just shout." So Earl shouted, "Help," and Ichabod barked, "Help," and they waited for someone to come along, but nobody came. So they sat down for a while and they waited. And every time they heard a noise up above, they thought it might be a farmer coming to get them, so they would leap up and shout some more. But it would turn out it was not the farmer. It might have been a squirrel or a rabbit or a bird looking in, but never the farmer. So they were tired of shouting, so they just sat on the rock nearby and looked up and hoped someone would come. Finally, Earl heard the sound of a tractor, and he knew that the farmer was driving the tractor. And so he and Ichabod started shouting again. They were down in the hole. The tractor noise got louder and louder, and Earl could see the dragonflies that had brought them into the hole fly up and out of the hole into the field above. Earl wished that he was like that dragonfly, and he could just fly out of the cave just like the dragonfly. But he'd have to wait for the tractor to come and the farmer to help him. The tractor noise got louder and louder, and Earl and Ichabod shouted and barked. They heard the tractor stop moving, although the engine was running, and Earl stood beneath the hole and waved his arms and shouted. The noise from the tractor was pretty loud, and Earl thought the farmer must have gotten off his tractor to look at this hole. And that's exactly what had happened. The farmer had seen a hole in his field, had gotten off the tractor, and just as he should have been looking down and seeing Earl and Ichabod down in the cave below, the farmer pushed a big rock over the hole, which almost blocked all the light except for a narrow crack showing a sliver of sunlight around the edges. Then the farmer got back on his tractor and began to move away. The sound of the tractor began to be more distant, and they heard the tractor with the farmer drive away. Earl then knew that the farmer had not looked down in the hole. He had just put a rock over the top so nobody else would fall in the hole. Now Earl realized nobody else would know they were down there, and Earl thought, "Oh no, how are we going to get out?" Earl began to be upset, but he thought about it and realized they had to do something. They couldn't just wait for the farmer to come back and decide to look underneath the rock. So with a little bit of light that shone around the rock, he started looking around the cave and then into the cave that was next to it. In the faint light, Earl saw that this next cave was a big cave with drawings and paintings on the wall also. In the next cave, Earl finally found some sticks. One of them was pretty long, so he dragged it back into the first cave, pushed it against the rock in the hole to see if he could move it out of the way. He could almost do it. There was a little bit more light, but the stick wasn't quite strong enough and the rock was heavy. So all he could do was open the crack so there was a little more light to come in, but he could not move it out of the way. He started shouting again since he could hear the tractor in the distance, but he didn't think that the farmer could hear him because of the tractor noise. Earl thought, well, maybe I could climb the stick and then go get the farmer, and he could help me get Ichabod out. And so Earl placed the stick against the floor and against the hole and tried to climb up. But the stick wasn't thick enough, and Earl wasn't strong enough to climb up, and he couldn't push the rock out of the way. He fell down and now became sad. He didn't know what to do. How was he going to get out of the cave? How was he going to get Ichabod out of the cave? Earl sat there with Ichabod and looked at the slice of light from the hole, and they watched the dragonfly that brought them all this trouble fly in and out of the hole. Earl thought, we might be here forever. But he did notice that not all the dragonflies flew straight up to the hole. That gave him an idea. Part 2. Earl saw that several of the dragonflies did not go up through the hole and up into the field where the farmer was, but they moved over and flew into the small door into the next cave. Earl thought to himself, why would a dragonfly do that? So with Ichabod, he looked through the door to see where the dragonflies were going. He walked in there and looked around. He could see the dragonfly and hear it. The dragonfly flew to the other side of the cave. So Earl and Ichabod went over there, and the dragonfly had flown into another cave which he hadn't seen. He could not see the dragonfly now, but he could hear it. He decided, I'll follow the dragonfly there too. So Ichabod and Earl went into that one. And so they went deeper and deeper into the caves, following the sound of the dragonfly. And although the dragonfly seemed to know where it was going, it was getting very dark. Ichabod was close to him. Earl thought he could get back to the first cave, and he wasn't sure where the dragonfly was going to go. But maybe it didn't matter, since he wouldn't be able to get out of the cave the other way. Finally, it was pitch black. Earl was thinking that they should stop and go back. He couldn't see a thing. All he could hear was the buzz of the dragonfly. He patted Ichabod and thought about going back and yelling more. Surely someone would hear them. But of course, there was now a rock in the hole, so maybe no one would. As he stared ahead, he thought he saw a sparkle in the dark. He squinted his eyes, holding very still. It was a sparkle. A little glowing light just in the direction of the sound of the dragonfly. Ichabod barked. Ichabod must have seen it as well. Earl thought, we'll go just a little further. They moved slowly forward in the pitch black towards the sparkle, and the sparkle got bigger. Earl then felt a little breeze against his cheek, but not the cold breeze of the dark cave, but a warm breeze of a summer field. The sparkle got larger. As they kept going, following the sound of the dragonfly, Earl realized there was another hole that came into this cave, and finally came into a little stone room where the dragonfly had flown, and there on the side of the cave wall was another hole, but this hole was within reach. There was a rock, a large rock, right beneath the hole that a little boy could stand on and reach the edge of the hole, and it was out of that hole the dragonfly had gone and had come in. And so Earl got up on the rock, grabbed Ichabod, pushed him through the hole, and then once Ichabod was out, he climbed up through the hole himself. And he found he was on the edge of the field just where the forest starts, a place where no one would have noticed the hole, which was just beneath another rock. And with that, Earl was out of the cave. As they walked home, Earl thought to himself, it's smart to pay attention to those little things, like where dragonflies go. You can learn all sorts of things from nature, like how to get in trouble and how to get out. End of the story.